This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Third hour three kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Hour three headlines brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. We'll be out there for a remote July 2nd. Come throw some axes with us. Make some plans for some giveaways, things of that nature. Go get your axe practice on before then by walking in, giving them the promo code FANRUN, or booking online at craftaxethrowing.com. Hour three headlines. Draven.
If you're in the southeast, gotta be, that is us. We got to be a little safe. Do you guys see this tropical depression? Claudia, I'm guessing.
Can you spell that?
Claudette. So it'd be Claudette.
Claudette.
Yeah, you got there.
I'm pretty sure that's what I originally said, right?
I was Claudette. Wondering how you got to Claudia.
Claudia could be like a creative way of spelling Claudia. Think about it. Claudia, duh. Like the TT be a duh. Either way,
like,
man.
The TT being a what?
Like a duh sound. Like a Claudia, eh. It's a word I've never had to pronounce before. Okay, it's hard.
No, I haven't seen it, so I didn't know how you went from Claudette to Claudia. I
got it the first time.
Well, that's why I was wanting you to spell, because I didn't know what it was, and I was just wondering what the
Claudette.
Was. Claudette. That's how I would pronounce it.
Could be like Claudetti.
Claudetta.
Either way, man, it's not good. Okay, it's a damn tropical storm coming through the southeast.
That's better than a hurricane.
Ripping it apart. Well, we've had 13 people were left dead at the start of it as it hit down in Alabama, and it's continued to apparently rage through the southeast. Ooh. Pretty bad.
Nature's healing.
It's crazy. What'd you say? Nature's healing.
Yep. What makes a tropical storm different than a hurricane?
It's just not as strong.
Strength, I think. Yeah.
It's just the strength of the wind.
Once it gets strong enough, it becomes a hurricane.
Oh.
Okay. Either way, still pretty deadly, pretty dangerous. Got to keep eyes on that. Like I said, 13 people left dead. As again, it started out in Alabama. Feels like Alabama always gets hit. Something like that. Moving on though, NBA. More talk. I guess we didn't really get to talk too much about Devin Booker and that. Just unbelievable performance he had over the weekend, John, yesterday. Kind of got overlooked with all the other sports going on. At Game 7, we had UT baseball, and I didn't even watch a second of this game, I'm going to be honest, but what a performance by D-Book. So he dropped, a 40-point triple-double? And
first triple-double of his career. Time to do it.
Woo, crazy. Yeah. And you have Stephen A. Smith on First Take right now saying that Devin Booker is the next Kobe Bryant. Oof. Too bold of a statement to make, or are you buying it?
Apparently a lot of people have made that comparison. Yeah.
Just that killer instinct, yeah, or I mean, just that scoring ability, I guess?
And the mid-range game. He is
so good at that mid-range, yeah.
He hits a lot of the same mid-range shots Kobe did.
Mm-hmm. He always writes, be legendary on his shoes before each game, because those are the last words Kobe told him.
Like, really?
He's just a little protege.
That's pretty cool.
Both Kobe and Trey try to, talk about Kobe a lot and about what he means to them, which I thought was nice that Trey put on his Game 7 2010 performance to honor Kobe's last championship, where Kobe went 6 of 24 and still got the win. Nice of Trey to do the same thing.
Wow, and they're both in the conference finals.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Maybe on a collision course for a finals appearance.
Be fun.
That'd be a nice one. Trey.
There's a fine line, when it comes to both of these teams, because I will say that, we are 3 years removed from every conversation being about how the next 10 years were going to be Boston versus Philadelphia in the conference finals.
Yep.
And which team had the better future and which team was going to, which team had it better. And, we've seen the Sixers fall apart last night. Ben Simmons probably play his last game in Philadelphia. Of course, we saw Boston clean house by firing Danny Ainge and reassigning Brad Stevens. So if you are the Suns and you are the Hawks, this is your best chance to win a championship, and you might not ever have a better one. This could all go sideways pretty quickly. So both teams probably happy to be here. The Suns probably, more focused on winning a championship. But, both these teams need to take advantage of this opportunity. And
do it.
Booker's been really damn good, man. And, he's a guy like Trae Young, who was criticized for maybe being an empty stats guy, not being a winner, somebody you can win with. Mm-hmm. But, both those guys leading their team last night, or yesterday. I know that was a noon game over in Phoenix.
That was weird. I was like, I hate when they do that, man. West Coast games getting the early one and the East Coast getting the late one.
And I get it. The game 7, put it on primetime, that's fine. But, like, make the damn Phoenix game at, like, 5. You can make it, like, 5 right before the game or even do it after the game, like a 7, 9:30 tip, something.
I guess maybe they didn't want to, like, coincide at the end of the U.S. Open, but also, like, their two primetimes are 3:30 and 8, so I guess they didn't want to put a game at 5:30 randomly. So
yeah. Speaking of the Suns, we got to shout out their GM, James Jones, who has won 2020-2021 NBA Executive of the Year Award. I'd say pretty well deserved, being able to go get Chris Paul building up this team from not even a playoff team. When's the last time they made the playoffs? What did we say before? Like, what, 20?
I think it was 2010, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2010. I was going to say 2011.
Or maybe 2009. It was either 2009 or 2010.
Steve Nash and Stoudemire, right?
No, I don't think so.
Stoudemire might have been with the Knicks at that point.
No, Stoudemire was still there. He might have been hurt, though. They played that Lakers team, and I want to say it was 2010, and Artest hit that shot to... Yeah, it was 2010 because Artest wasn't there in 09. So it was 2010. Artest had the big putback in, I believe, game 5, maybe, or game 4, 6. Who knows? It was a big shot by Artest, though, as they won a big game in Phoenix.
Is this the same James Jones that followed LeBron to get, like, 3 rings?
Yep.
Dang.
Yep, it's LeBron's boy.
I realize he was in the front office for the Suns.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Been there for the last couple of years. Kind of made fun of at first. Like, oh, he's just got this job because of LeBron, but he's put together a really good team.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Are we giving him Executive of the Year? Is that what he just won, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he just won it. Why, you got another name in mind?
Travis Schnell was pretty good.
Who?
Travis Schnell for the Hawks. I mean, he had a pretty good offseason.
I think if anybody gets credit for their success, it's going to be McMillan, right? Anybody, like, up top, at least.
The roster looks pretty deep. You had Gallo and Lou Williams win 2 road games. Those are just kind of throw-ins.
So crazy. What was their record? What were they?
14-20.
14-20.
Whenever they made the change that me and Cam said they needed to make.
And they did trade Rondo for Lou Williams.
Right, you got Lou Williams. And, again, Gallo and Bogdan have been pretty good. Like, I mean, you went from 20 wins to the conference finals. And, the Suns, great, too. I'm not going to be that upset. I think both those teams are pretty comparable. And maybe the Suns, better regular season, get the award. But, as a regular season award, I guess that makes a little bit more sense because, if you see the Hawks in the conference finals and you see Gallo and Lou Williams, that's all I'm saying. But whatever. Both those guys are great at their jobs. Suns and Hawks are very similar.
Right.
Man, I can't wait for just be traditional finals, every few years. Hawks and Suns back at it again.
Yep. Many people are saying the new Celtics-Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Many are saying.
Who in the hell is saying that? I'd like to meet him.
Many people.
Lots of smart basketball heads.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
The new Celtics and the Lakers. Wow.
They're calling Devin Booker,
You got to beat the Bucks first,
Magic
man.
Johnson.
You got to beat the Bucks first. Hawks, by the way, who's Larry stopping Burns. Giannis? Capella? I guess you're throwing Capella at Giannis?
I'd say Collins and Capella and Double O will get their looks at him.
Double O will get a lot of looks at him, I feel like.
Hawks beat the Bucks last time they played.
For who didn't know?
Trey didn't even play that game. Nope. Still won.
Interesting.
No one's going to coach circles around Budenholzer.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so bad. Such poetic justice. Oh, man.
It's going to be bad.
So what are you saying? What's the prediction here? Hawks and 6?
Hawks Suns. What, did you not just hear that? The new Lakers.
Well, I'm saying in this series.
Lakers
I'm focused on this series.
Hawks.
Hawks and 6?
I don't know. 7? We can win in Milwaukee. Yeah. I don't know how many games it's going to take. We're going to win.
We'll just get there when we get there.
Oh, after game 1. If it's whether it's going to be 5, 6,
you
or 7 games.
You guys are going to be just so obnoxious with
we're
this.
Right. Being obnoxious.
No, you guys have been a little bit better. I thought you guys, that's all we talk about.
It was just expected. Yeah. I'm not going to celebrate
saying
something.
It was just expected, though. It was not expected.
Did I not tell you that it was over?
Said conference.
I'm pretty sure you guys said like they're going to end in game 6 last weekend. And
I was wrong.
They're
well,
this weekend.
I forgot Trey likes to rip out other teams' souls on the road.
5-2 on the road.
Gosh.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. Maybe 6, maybe 7. Who cares? I'm not scared of going. I think I'm scared of going to Milwaukee.
Ooh.
I think I'm scared
Wisconsin.
Of going to Milwaukee. It's a little cold, but not right now.
But inside, you're good.
Only thing I'd be worried about going to Milwaukee is for our black players up there. It's got some bad racial history up there with what's going on. Just don't want to hurt any of our players.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible place.
Mm. Mm. Jeez.
Jeez.
You done?
Hawks and 6. Maybe 7. And no, we weren't insufferable about it because you quit arguing about it. And we don't have Hayden here doing his thing.
That is true.
There's nothing to argue about. It's just everything we said was right.
Yep. Thank you for predicting Sixers and 7 again. Thank
that's
you.
What we needed.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, moment. it was written in stone.
Yeah,
so.
That's what we needed.
Got close, though, after they won the game 6, didn't they? I bet you guys were nervous going into game 7 a little bit. I mean, you had to be.
No. It's an elimination game.
John asked me yesterday. I ran the John yesterday, and he asked me how I'm feeling. I said, I'm fine. I'm purely confident.
Drunk by the time I saw him. But
I was confident.
We both agreed.
10 a.m.
We both agreed that we should have won it in six, that it would have been better to win in six, but, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
I wasn't concerned. I was clapping after game six. I was like, all right, boys, let's go get game seven. Usually I'm devastated, but I was like, nope, that's fine.
Very good of James Jones, though. Proud of him.
Yeah. Well deserved. You can at least say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Paul kind of did it himself. Like, hey, I want to go to Phoenix. That's kind of what the thought process was. Like, Chris Paul kind of picked Phoenix.
I mean, Jay Crowder coming in. Torrey Craig. Shout out to Torrey Craig. Good hustle player off the bench.
Sure
played
is.
In Denver last year.
Yeah. Finding campaign in the bubble last year is big for them.
That was big, too.
For some reason, if I was the Sixers, man, I'd be Ben Simmons, but man, I'd be really upset about, you know, losing Mikal Bridges for nothing. A guy that's not even in the NBA. Zaire Smith, that's Mikal Bridges' mom worked for the Sixers, and they still traded him.
Oof, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Villanova guy, right? Wasn't he a Villanova guy?
Yeah.
Philadelphia, in their backyard, and they traded him for a guy that's out of the league.
Man, he'd be a nice piece on that Sixers
team. He'd be a perfect piece for that Sixers team.
Sixers is so bad.
Awful.
Fumble the bag.
Well, that's why you know they're going to fumble a Ben Simmons trade. Like, they're going to try to get rid of him, but they're not going to get anything that's actually going to help down the road.
Going to be tough.
Yep.
Going to be tough.
La Liga president Javier Tebas.
Yes.
Tebas. Has warned John Barcelona, speaking of stars, speaking of guys that have been around, that have done it, they risk not being able to register Lionel Messi next season if they don't reduce their wage bill. I'm assuming that's kind of like their salary cap, wage bill. It does say Messi's deal expires in 9 days, and he's yet to make a public decision on whether he'll extend his 20-year relationship with Barcelona. John, could we possibly see Messi in a different uniform?
I mean, wasn't that the thought last, like at the end of last season, that he was out, he was done there?
And then they kind of
reconciled.
Yeah, I was about to say they kind of got it sorted out a little bit, but it did still seem, you know, Messi was not the happiest he could be. Yeah. Still seemed a little frustrated, even when he did kind of stay there. So I don't know, kind of crazy. Yeah. Going to the NFL real quick, I thought this was an interesting quote, Matt Canada. Steelers offensive coordinator. Do you see what he said about Big Ben? Who
thinks he's good?
Kind of feels like he's just running, running the offense a little bit, doing his own thing, because he said, we're going to do what Ben wants to do and how Ben wants to do it. His voice, his vision, what he sees is what we are going to do. Of course, the Steelers weren't super good in, offensively last year, started to really kind of stumble down towards the end of the season as well. Is this the guy you want to put all the trust in? You think Big Ben more say is what the Steelers need?
What else are they going to say?
I don't know. Like, hey, let's run the damn ball a little bit. Like, hey, let's take a little pressure off Big Ben.
Or, hey, let's try out this Josh Dobbs kid back here.
I don't think they're going
to
say that.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to say that. I don't think they want Josh Dobbs out there. I'm excited to see how Big Ben holds up this year.
Yeah.
If you're Big Ben, you got one season left in that arm. Let's just go out and throw the ball 700 times, Big Ben. Let's go. You know you want to.
Air raid.
Even though they drafted a running back in the first round, let's just let Big Ben go out there and sling it around. Even though he fell apart last year and was hurt and his arm gave out on him and he could barely play at the end of the year, let's just let him throw it as many times as he wants.
It's kind of like what it sounds like a little bit from the OC.
All guns blazing.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then we have some more news with the Team USA Olympics. James Harden, really big surprise for me, has committed to play for Team USA despite the hamstring injury and everything. Looks like he's still going to give it a go. It does say Kyrie Irving is unlikely to play as he recovers from that ankle injury. Probably not a huge surprise there, but little shocked. Harden going to try to give it a go with his boy KD.
I don't know what the hell they're doing. I really don't understand. I guess neither one of those guys really had long seasons last year. You know, Durant didn't play and Harden was out in the second round, so maybe they're not fatigued, but like, they both got – James Harden has a gold medal in the Olympics, right? I mean, was he on an Olympic team in 16? I think so, right?
I think so, yeah. Pretty sure.
Maybe not, but, like, I know Durant does, so, like, USA, I guess, patriotism. Let's go to break, Cam. Let's talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio. All right, if we miss anything, let's do some house cleaning before we play winners and losers of the weekend. Cam, you said there's Tennessee football recruiting news. Did we miss something?
Did we get a double check?
We have to get a small 3-star. We have after somebody. I mean, I'm sure it's a great prospect.
How much you guys care about recruiting at this
point?
Zero. Yeah.
Absolutely zero. Like, if Josh Heupel is going to be successful at Tennessee, it is not going to be through recruiting. I think we can all agree on that. And that's why it's not being me being negative. It's not me saying Josh Heupel's not going to be successful here.
No, we're all positive here. All rooting on hype train.
But I would say that everyone would agree that if Tennessee is going to be successful under him, it is going to be schematically. It'll be because his offense is so great. And, you know, he turns 3 stars into 5 stars by making it simple.
Mastermind.
That's what it's going to have to be. So yep. I care zero about his recruiting because I don't think his recruiting is ever going to be good. But we said that whenever he was hired. Right. Like we said, that as soon as he was hired, like, this recruiting is going to be an issue. And I would like for him to get some defensive recruits, and he hasn't done that. So, you know, you ask how much I care. I don't care very much at all because, again, I've kind of given up on it. We did have, I guess, some basketball news coming out. Tennessee heading to the Big Apple.
Hey.
Tennessee heading to the Big Apple in December, I believe it is, to play Texas Tech. So that'll be fun.
Who did they hire as their coach? Do we know?
I was getting ready to say I thought they just promoted their lead assistant.
I think you are right.
I might be wrong on that, but I thought they just hired Chris Beard's lead assistant. But they will be heading to MSG in December as a part of the Jimmy V Classic and will join Villanova and Syracuse as part of the doubleheader. That is not a 4-team tournament, so it's not a situation where Tennessee will then play the winner of Villanova-Syracuse. They will simply play Texas Tech, who I don't know what Texas Tech has left. I feel like they had a lot of upperclassmen on this last team. Mac McClung announced he was transferring and going into the draft and then said, hey, I'm not transferring Texas Tech for life, but is still in the draft and at the combine put up some pretty good like measurables. So I don't know if that'll be you know, a guy back at school. So you may be playing Mac McClung. You may not be. I don't think Texas Tech's going to be nearly as good as they have been the last couple of years. So it seems like a good chance for Tennessee to get a showcase win in the Big Apple. Did you get me Texas Tech's coach's name?
Mark Adams.
Do we know if that is the...
He was an assistant.
Okay. Yep.
He was there... Let's see. He was there for...
I mean, I imagine as long as Chris Beard was there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd imagine that's the case. Okay, so then, yeah, the other basketball news I guess we would have is the men of Mackey, Purdue's basketball tournament team, will take on the Volunteers July 23rd, 7 o'clock in the Columbus Regional. Mm-hmm. So I assume that means
I misspoke earlier. The tournament starts on the 16th, but we play on the 23rd. So
the whole week?
Yeah, because it seems like they're staggering each quadrant. Uh-huh. It's basically like I think the first quadrant starts from like the 16th to 20th, okay, or either that or the side, and yeah, they're just kind of staggering it a little bit. Because there's, I guess, so many games, and they're trying to get the TV. You know, they're going to be on ESPN and stuff. So I feel like that's.
It is. I was going to ask.
Yeah. If it's televised.
It's on ESPN. Okay. Yep. It's right there in that dead period too. After the NBA will be over, and
good
you'll
time
be waiting
for it.
You'll be waiting for the NFL, and you'll have some baseball. But on the non-baseball nights, mm-hmm. I remember last year. Can we watch that? It was like or is it 2 years ago at this point? Was it last year? They had a basketball tournament last year, right, during COVID?
They did a little bit last year, if I remember right. They had COVID way. Did it.
Okay, I thought so. So there was a basketball tournament going on at the same time of MLS soccer. That was all the action you had
to get
your
fix
on.
Yeah,
to get your fix on.
Any interest in this for you guys?
Yeah, I'll
What if we won it all? Would we feel like we claimed a national title? Like, would we feel like champions or what?
I don't know if we'd feel like champions. I'd be happy to see like the team get money and like to win. That'd be kind of cool. It'd be good moments for all of them.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be fun to have like all your favorite basketball players back on one team. Yeah. It's just one and done though, so like it could be just a one time thing.
Yeah, we're in quite a tough region too, and
like it's one of these situations where you can get rejected. Like not everyone who submits gets approved. So like, you know, Tennessee getting in. I would like a good performance and like Tennessee fans to have the reaction. Like it'd be nice if this was every summer thing. You could see like, you know, players play together. It'd be fun.
Yeah. A lot of these teams in their region have been here before, been here lots of years. So they have the experience. They kind of, you know, stuff like that. But we have a really talented team.
We got guys that were pretty good at one point, but you know, you wonder like what about team chemistry? I'd imagine these guys haven't really played together.
Yeah. It's, what a rough draw getting that Carmen's Crew team second round.
Good opportunity to beat them, though, Cam.
Yeah.
The good news is, like, seeding doesn't really matter. Like, we had never seen this Tennessee team play. They could be a one seed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they are, but they could be. Now, you are right. The Ohio State team has played together for a while. They're pretty good. That's going to be tough to beat in your second game, for sure. But it'll just be fun to see the people get there.
Thank Chris. Sure. Chris Lofton still got that wet jumper from deep, or no?
They're going to need it.
I'm a crisp pass from Lamonte.
Be nice.
Is his shoulder fixed?
Good question.
Lamonte's going to be out there using it as an audition tape for the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be ready to go.
That's true. He could just, yeah.
I would like to see the different, you know, the way they go about it. Is it going to be a mix of young and old guys? Are you going to run in like shifts of old guys and young guys? I feel like you need to, you know, rely more on the young guys. I don't know how much
Chris. Who's coaching the team again?
Ron Slay.
Okay. Okay.
Ron Slay going to coach him. So that'll be fun.
Got some NFL news for you.
Big news?
I'd say like medium-sized news.
It's going to be Cowboys.
Eli Manning will be inducted to the Giants Ring of Honor.
Nope,
and
this is not news at all.
We'll have number 10 retired. It's kind of a big deal.
Nope, could not care
less.
Good
for him.
Hey, it's good for Eli.
They'll have the ceremony when
the
Giants.
That is Ryan's favorite player. I forgot. That is his favorite player.
I'm very happy for him.
They will do the ceremony when they host the Falcons. September 26th, Cam. So you'll get to watch Eli Manning.
How about that?
What a stupid update that was, Draven. Couldn't save that for Pump the Brakes. Tomorrow's headlines.
You'd have definitely just rolled on that one.
Save that for tomorrow's headlines?
Yeah, I probably should have.
Congrats, Eli Manning.
We're going to have to ruin your ceremony.
Well-deserved. Two Super Bowl trophies.
Taking down the greatest of all time.
Tom Brady has to be sick.
Is he the greatest Giants quarterback of all time? Him and Phil Sims, right?
I would say Eli probably gets the Sims. Sims gets the nod.
He's
right?
also getting Does a he? Job there?
Oh, that would have been somewhat interesting. What's he doing?
What's
he doing there?
Yeah.
He's getting business.
He's Alvin Kamara. He's going to be the Alvin Kamara.
His job is basically, they're saying, business operations and fan engagement initiative.
Wasn't that like the same title?
I would
Kamara?
Say he is the Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
We had Dallas give Dirk a job. The Giants need to win again, and they're like, hey, here you go. Eli, here's some money. Come show up. Nice gig if you can get it.
It seems like they're throwing him out now.
I hope Houston isn't doing the... I hope Houston is just like trying to draw engagement for his show tomorrow.
What's he doing?
It's being the Vol rumor mill. My MLB source just called with a saddening story. LSU is very interested in Tony Vitello. I'll leave it at that. We can't lose him. Can't. I'll explain tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Who do you think he is? Skip Bayless? Put out a tweet with the plug for a whole day later to watch your show to get your take.
He's using even like capitalized can't. Yeah. You know, caps and everything.
You got Houston over here getting Skip Bayless on.
I mean, what the hell happened? Like, it was like, oh no, Tony V's not going anywhere. We got no worries. All these other teams not even talking to him. And it's just like all of a sudden they're going to start talking to him again.
I think the worry is that LSU went down their list a little bit. The Oregon State guy, was it Pat Casey or whatever? It was like, nope. We're not taking him. And then it was like Florida's O'Sullivan. I was like, nope. But now Bianco's guy's like, oh, nope. So like,
I'm Tony V. I'm like, man, I was your fifth choice. Like, what? Like, I'm one of the best coaches. I'm National Coach of the Year. Like, shouldn't be on the fifth guy on the list, right? I feel I would find that a little disrespectful.
What I would say is that I find it disrespectful. Danny hasn't already got the damn job done. And obviously, Draven.
What are you talking about, like
team.
A new contract?
Yeah, it obviously.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that before the season ends.
It obviously took a toll on the team yesterday as they got their ass whipped.
You really buying that? They need to get it done before the season ends?
I mean, I don't know. It depends. If they get swept and he leaves, or if they get swept, people will be saying it's because of a distraction. That's what we said about Florida getting their ass whipped their last two games when they thought O'Sullivan was leaving. I don't think that was it, though. But I would be like, hey, it'd be nice if we could go ahead and, you know.
Not to worry about this.
Not to worry about it. Yeah, like it does seem weird as Tennessee fans. Like, we got a huge game tomorrow, elimination game, and like we're still worried about Tony V. Like, I would say, if you did a breakdown of like what are you worried about tomorrow, losing the game to Texas or Tony V leaving, it would be close to 50-50.
Yeah.
Winners and losers of the weekend coming up after the break. Winners and losers of the weekend. Brought to you by our friends over at the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030 or visit online at g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money that you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
Cam, who won this weekend?
All right, my number three winner of the weekend. I gave it to that guy, Kyle Larson. We kind of talked about it. He won four straight races. And even I think the couple races before that, he was finishing second. Like, he's just been dominant and just kept it going again. First time back in Nashville forever. I'll kind of throw Vim in there, too. That was good for Vim to get back in the NASCAR circuit. It seemed like it was well-received. But Larson went in there and won. So that made him a winner. My number two winner of the weekend, I gave it to Allison Felix. She has made her fifth Olympic team, making it in the 400 meters for the U.S.
Pretty good.
Qualified second, so like she is, but she did qualify for the Olympic standard, so she will be there doing the relays probably too as well. But yeah, that's just insane for her to be at this point.
We're getting close to the Olympics, right? I mean, like, when is the Olympics? August?
July 23rd, I think.
End of July, August, it kind of runs in a couple weeks.
But she's been going to the Olympics since 2004.
It's pretty good.
She went to Athens, jeez, Beijing, London, Rio, and now she's going to Tokyo.
How old is she now? She's, what, mid-30s, late-30s?
We're talking.
Ooh, I don't remember off the top of my head, but
it begins, by the way, July 23rd to the August
8th. She's
35. 35.
Shakari Richardson also probably deserves a shout out.
Oh, yeah. She's a burner. It's insane. She's crazy fast.
Everyone always falls in love with her whenever she runs.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's crazy to watch her go. But, yeah. Shout out to all the people that made the Olympic team and track, of course. But my number one winner of the weekend, I gave it to Nate McMillan. My boy deserves his due. People are talking about he's a playoff choker. He can't win in the playoffs. All this, he can't do anything with this team, and here he goes, taking a team that hasn't been there to the conference finals. Big job, big flex from Nate here, just basically rolling through this and getting it done. Shaking off that playoff narrative that he can't win in the playoffs as he has rolled through two series. So, shout out to Nate McMillan. You're the number one winner of the weekend, my man.
Draven, would you like to apologize to Nate McMillan? Before the playoffs, you made fun of him and said he couldn't win the playoffs. And ignore the fact that, you know, every time he had to lose, it was because one of his two best players was hurt and they were kind of overmatched.
Why are you doing this, man? I sent the text last night. Yes. I said what I needed to say, and it's over. I apologize. I said, okay.
I mean, Nate McMillan.
No, I'm not apologizing to Nate McMillan.
Okay.
Congrats. Like, he did something. Good job. I bet Lloyd Pierce feels like a fool, don't he? What do you think Lloyd Pierce is thinking?
Yeah.
There's a running joke on the Hawks Reddit page that Lloyd Pierce just goes all out rooting for every team the Hawks play.
I guarantee it.
So last night he burned his Ben Simmons jersey and is mad. Lloyd Pierce has to feel like the biggest loser ever. That's why I was just so flabbergasted by the idea that like the Celtics were interested in Nate McMillan. In Lloyd Pierce. Lloyd Pierce should never coach basketball again as a head coach. Probably shouldn't even be on a team. It's one of the all-time travesty that team was 14-20, and just how different they've looked, you know, without him in control, and how much happier everyone looks. And there's just some icky stuff. Like after he left, he like was talking to the competition committee about how Trey's fouls are cheap and how he like basically like throwing Trey under the bus and like had told like all the other coaches to not vote him for the All-Star team.
Really?
Yeah. That's what a Hawks reporter said in radio in Atlanta. Was that
what is he? What is he winning with that? Just
hates Trey.
Petty.
Hates Trey. He was even doing that at the All Star game when even like with Trey was on his team. He didn't want like Trey to get rewarded for his style of play. So yeah, Lloyd Pierce has to feel like a big time loser.
He's dead to me.
My winners of the weekend, number three for me, I went with Anderson Silva. Did you guys see Anderson Silva over the weekend? Improved his boxing record to 2-1. As he beat Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Looked pretty impressive doing it, so Anderson Silva might be kind of transitioning into somewhat of a successful career in boxing. At the very least, look, let's go ahead and let him get some money fighting the Pauls.
Yeah, might as well.
Let's fight some Paul brothers while we're at it.
Let's do it.
He could clap them.
Let's go, Anderson Silva. Come on, you could do it. My second biggest winner of the weekend. I went with the combo. Two young superstars. Arrival. They're here. Devin Booker and Kevin Herter. No, I'm kidding. Devin Booker and Trae Young. Trae still gets the win.
Red Velvet.
Red Velvet still gets the win.
I mean, lots of people didn't know who he was, and now they know.
Yeah. Should I make it him and Booker instead?
I don't know. Trae didn't play good. Let's admit. He hit some clutch shots, but he did not play good. He did not play good. He won. Yeah, that's fine, but he did not play good.
I don't think his standing hurt, though. Like, he still gets to walk out and still has a picture of him waving goodbye to the Sixers fans.
He still has that streak of 20-7 going.
He does still have that going.
Yeah.
You also can't put him in the same conversation as Booker, who dropped a 40-point triple-double and carried his team to a victory. I mean,
yeah, I literally just did. I literally just did it.
Seems like a pretty... You know, silly list to me now.
You know, I can understand that, but again, I think the guy that fought
Nate McMillan was bad in the playoffs.
That's true, and again, I compared it to 2010. I compared it to 2010, Kobe. No one said,
couldn't celebrate Kobe's championship. He went 6-for-24 in Game 7.
John, it was no, will to win. Will his team to victory. Made plays when he had to. That's it. That's what I'm saying. Do you disagree with that comparison?
That's a little.
No one crushed Kobe for 6-for-24.
He also, I'm sure, balled the rest of the series. I don't remember the exact stats.
It was pretty damn good the rest of the series too, buddy.
I'm gonna say, don't you try that one? Oh my gosh, he just
game
came
six
off a 34-12
game.
Game five,
he's
kind of
rough, and they still won.
He was still great as.
I just think if anybody
they grade him as the fourth like best player of the conference semifinals.
Give Nate McMillan the credit.
I love Nate McMillan.
Give him the credit, but I mean, again, Trae, you know, maybe he was out there distributing whatever, you know.
He was.
Carrying the team.
There's no baby to it.
But a whatever, 10 assists in the playoffs.
He shot the ball pretty poorly, John.
It's not all about
shooting. I'm not trying to hate.
Let the hate go.
It's just crazy to me that you put him in the same conversation as Devin Booker, who Devin Booker played unbelievably better. It was big. It was on Ben Simmons, too.
Trae Young's 21 points in clutch situations this series. That's 5 points or less with 5 minutes or less in the game. Tied Kevin Durant for most in the semifinals. And Trae Young accounted for 41% of the Hawks scoring. That's not even taking assists into account. Just dominant in crunch time. He did it all series. He was dominant in crunch time yesterday. Did you not see the alley-oop where Capella jammed on Embiid again and they just start hitting their heads?
I just said, watch your head. I love that.
That's awesome.
I do that all the time. Whenever he throws an oop, because you got to watch your head, man.
Yeah.
You got to watch your head.
Trae's still a winner, bro. Again, made it to the conference finals. Do I need to run down the list of young stars who haven't won a playoff series yet?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Trae went to the list.
Trae went to the conference finals. He was a winner of the week.
I'm not trying to take away
from
him.
What about this spin zone? He would have been a loser if they had lost yesterday, so they win the game, so Trae doesn't get his playoff run tarnished off of one bad game. How about that take?
I don't think he would have been a loser necessarily. I think people would
have
said...
People would have been crushing him for...
Yeah, like that.
They would have said, he wasn't ready for the moment. I don't think people have been like, oh, he's not... I mean, it's his first year in the playoffs.
I'm not shooting that shot from the logo. You're four for 22 and one of one of 10 from 3 heading into that and still pulled it.
Oh,
how
love
about
that.
It?
Love
Stones.
That.
What a
love
winner.
That.
Shoot or shoot.
Cam, hit me with your losers of the weekend.
All right, my number 3 loser of the weekend. Unfortunately, it's Justin Gatlin.
Ooh.
Looked good for the 40-year-old. He got in the semis blazing, but he did not have enough in the finals, and he did not make the Olympic qualifiers for the 100 meter.
It's over.
He didn't even get in it really as like a relay. I guess they could technically. Yeah, like a relay guy. So they may still invite him on that, but it looks like you would think this would be the end of his Olympic run if he's not going to make it this time around at 40 years old. So sad day, you know, one of the few guys that, you know, beat Bolt in races, things like that. So. Sad day in the track world, I guess, if he's not going to be at the Olympics. And, of course, you know, UT guy. So, unfortunate for him, he didn't make it. But that does make him a loser at the same time. My number 2 loser of the weekend, I had to give it to the Jazz. Just the way you lost and just blowing another chance when you thought this was the team. But, you know, everything looked like it was opening up. And you thought this was going to be the year.
What was worse?
You get Conley back and everything, and it's not enough.
What was worse, Jazz or Sixers? What do you think was the bigger collapse? Jazz was worse, but I feel like there's a little bit more pressure on the Sixers.
Yeah, I would say the Jazz should be more embarrassed to lose without Kawhi Leonard.
And blow, what was it, at 25? Weren't they at 25?
Yeah, 22 at halftime.
Yeah,
it was 25 at one point. Yeah, so.
Now, the good news for them is it happened on Friday, right? Or was it Friday?
It was Friday night,
That was better because now we're done talking about it by Monday.
I mean, the Clippers already played again, so,
So
that was probably worse. You are right.
Yep. They're my number two.
But they're just not going to have to break up their team the same way the Sixers will. Like, the Sixers just seem
to get somebody else, man.
And, my number one loser of the weekend, I gave it to the combo of Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Doc Rivers just getting smoked today on their stuff. it's just battle around. Sixers fans are, like, stomping and burning Simmons jerseys in the streets after the game. Joel Embiid got slapped with a fine and knocked out the playoffs on his first ever Father's Day. Like, oof. Tough for you, man.
Yeah.
And then Doc Rivers has Josh Smith over here clowning him on Instagram Live.
Jay Smooth.
Talking about how he's a loser and always has been a loser and will still be a loser. So it's just a bad look all around for the city of Philadelphia. Go eat some cheesesteaks. Maybe it'll be better tomorrow. Doubt it, though. Have fun.
Losers.
Losers.
At least you don't have to worry about Carson Wentz anymore.
That's fair.
Bad news is he'll got Jalen Hurts, bro.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I don't know how much better that is. My losers of the weekend, number three, Rudy Gobert. Everyone hates Rudy Gobert, man. The slander, he got a lot of slander after the Friday game.
Don't you just feel sick to your stomach, don't you, John? I bet you do. Wow. Hitching your wagon to that.
You're smiling so big, Draven.
I hitched my wagon to the Atlanta Hawks.
You hitched your wagon to Gobert, and look what happened.
I hitched my wagon to
tell me Gobert was better than playoff P. About the playoff choice.
He's still better than him in the regular season. I still stand by that.
Oh, I forgot that's what matters, Ryan. It's the regular season.
It's not what matters.
That's what really matters. Getting you that one seed, because both one seeds really took control of that, didn't they? Really handled that pretty well. Crazy how that works.
I called him a loser. What more do you want from me?
I just want you to say, I'm sorry, Draven, you're right. Paul George is a really good player.
Paul George played really well.
That's all you got for me?
That's all I got for you.
Nothing little. You want to, throw in a sorry in there?
Sorry for what? I'm not sorry for anything.
For the disrespect? You were trying to sit here slandering me, tweeting at me about, Gobert, third-time defensive player in the last 4 years. Yeah, who cares? They dropped 131 points on this head. He couldn't guard Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann. Who the hell is that? Terrence Mann was giving him
really
the business.
Do you really think that's fair to ask your center to guard a guard?
Hey, if you're defense player of the year, I mean, really?
You think you should be out there and be able to guard a guard?
I think you should be
able to guard a guard.
If you're defense player of the year, yeah, I think you should contribute. I think you should be able to say, hey, I could stay on the floor in the fourth quarter and actually play some defense, which he wasn't doing.
Well, I'd like for you to go down the list of every defensive player of the year of the last 30 years, and you might get like one or two of Kawhi and Draymond that would be able to do
that. And that kind of proves my point that the award is stupid and does not matter.
Man. It's for big men. It's usually just the
best
defensive big
men. And we live in a day and age where the big man does not matter.
Okay.
I think Embiid kind of proved that a little bit too. Your best player is a big man. Doesn't really work out. Second best player, a big man. Unless you're MVP Giannis playing an injured Nets team. It's kind of the only way it worked out. I don't know. I just think you owe me an apology, John. But I'll let it simmer a little bit.
I'll let it simmer a little bit.
I don't think you have to apologize. You didn't even apologize to Nate. That was a way worse take. My second biggest loser of the weekend, my boy. Bryson DeChambeau. He had the lead.
DeChambeau blew it.
He had the, what do they give him, a jug, a plate? I don't know what the hell you get for winning. I don't know, Jackets and Masters. What do you get, a medal?
I have no idea.
I thought I heard John Rahm say something about a medal. I don't know. He had it in the sights. Second straight U.S. Open championship, and then blew up 44 on the back nine. Woof. That was tough, Bryson. I trusted you. And a second week in a row, I think Bryson's made my biggest losers of the weekend list.
It's becoming a streak.
And number one, I left him beat off, but... Because I don't think anybody's really slandering him.
I hate him.
No, I don't like him either anymore. I used to like him. I don't like him anymore. But Ben Simmons and Doc Rivers, those are the biggest losers of the weekend.
For sure.
Without a doubt. Those are the biggest losers of the weekend. Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving as we get you into the 3 o'clock hour in time for the drive. Cam, what do you got for us?
I got Usain Bolt names his kid. A name that he had to name his kid.
Lightning?
Close.
Oh, let me guess.
Lightning Bolt.
He had twins. So he didn't miss an opportunity because he could have used Lightning for one of them.
Mm.
One of them is Saint
Lightning
Leo.
And Thunder. That'd been cool.
Yeah,
Saint
Thunder
Leo is one of them. But the other one is Thunder. He named him Thunderbolt.
Thunder. Okay, wow.
Okay. Why didn't he go Thunder and Lightning?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know how he did that.
That's too much.
Too much.
I was gonna say they gotta stick together the rest of their lives.
Oh, the other one's Olympia.
They gotta do something together.
His other daughter, her middle name's Lightning, so that's probably why. Her name is Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Who the hell is Saint Leo?
Saint Leo Bolt is just, I don't know.
I mean, it sounds great, Saint Leo Bolt, but like you got Thunder and Lightning. What's my deal, Pops?
Just a saint, I guess. And a lion. He's a Leo, a lion. I don't know. Missed opportunity, but Thunderbolt? I was like, yeah, you had to do that.
What would you go by? Thun? You couldn't go by Thunder.
Thunder?
Shorten it a little bit.
Go by Thunder. Thun? You go by Thun?
Thun?
You're just going to go by Dur?
That sounds so silly.
You can go by Dur?
Thun?
Thun? Thun?
I just go by...
It's like Thunder. Is that
just
makes
sound noise
Thunder?
I mean, let's hear yours if you got something better. I mean, that was probably more of a motor starting.
I was going to say, that sounded like more of a truck starting.
A lawnmower, probably. It felt more like a lawnmower. Let's hear your thunder.
Man.
Let's hear it.
That's okay. It's tough. I'm not going to lie and act like it wasn't tough to make a thunder noise.
It sounds like he got his name, St. Leo, because Usain Bolt's full name is Usain St. Leo Bolt.
That's fair. Okay.
That's fair. I do like that his first kid has lightning, because lightning does always come before thunder.
What was her full name?
Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Olympia Lightning.
Olympia is such a pretty name.
Thunderbolt. See, Thunderbolt just kind of sounds silly, man. You got to go by something else. Thunny. What about Thunny?
But is there a Thunderbolt? There's no bolt of thunder, is there?
No, thunder's the noise.
Sound, right?
People have...
Yeah, that's like a phrase, though.
Right? Yeah, people have said, like, Thunderbolt. Before. I don't know why people say it, but...
They say it.
Okay. It's definitely
about
Thunny. Pokemon.
What about Thunny? You like Thunny?
Thunny's kind of cool.
Thunny.
A little Marvel group, too.
Thunny. I go by Thunny.
Yeah. What was Thunder's middle name? Did he have a middle name?
He doesn't have one listed when he like posted
Must
the
not
the
matter.
Picture
of the name. You don't need to
pretty
know.
Pretty lame compared to Thunder.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me last week of someone they knew, and it was on their ID that their name was S-S-S-S-T. What about Forrest? Forest.
Oh my gosh, I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Forest. I hate that so much.
That is dumb.
That is dumb.
They got me laughing,
I can't believe that.
That's a true story.
Wouldn't you, your initial reaction not like, st?
I would change. Yeah, no, I know.
St.
Yeah, I would,
like literally.
I would change my name.
Yeah.
And I would never talk to my parents again.
Yeah, I can't believe
Unless they gave me a normal middle name that I could go by. Then I would just use that as a...
I still would have to change that name.
Right? I think I would... If I had a middle name I could go by, I think I would just ride that out because I feel like you could always have a pretty easy icebreaker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What do you think about the name Seven?
I think it's a stupid name.
It's a great
Seven
episode.
Seven Woods out here.
Oh, let's see. We got a mass exodus of one of... a pretty big mass exodus for a certain type of workers.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, retail workers have quit at record-breaking rates.
That checks out.
They have left the job. My life isn't worth a dead-end job. That's some of the fallout from the pandemic. Like, some of life is obviously going to change for a long time. Some of it will go back to normal.
Yep.
But I do think you've seen the fast food industry kind of rebel.
Just really the
wages.
Food industry. I feel like restaurants,
basically,
too.
Yeah, customer service related. People realize, is this worth having to deal with all this?
Well, yeah, retail workers feel the same way. 649,000 retail workers quit in April.
You guys ever worked retail?
Exodus.
No,
retail
is
terrible, man.
I chose not to.
Grocery stores, as close as I can get.
Honestly, I never really had any of those types of jobs. Like, I've never waited tables or anything either. Like, it's not because I didn't, like, have a job, but I was just like, I was on the farm. I was able to always kind of work there, like as a family business and deal with cows instead of people, which actually kind of hurt me trying to get a job after school because like my resume was just basically nothing because I just work in family business. You can't use your dad as like a reference, so it's kind of like I don't know what to tell you. So I probably been better off working somewhere there, but nope, I just always helped out there. Kind of wish I would have, but at the same time, I think I would have been a terrible waiter.
I think so?
Terrible with the public too. I don't know.
Good talking. That's 90% of the battle.
I think that's what dropped a lot of things if I was waiting.
That is a fear of mine. That is still a fear of mine.
I always worry about dropping things. All right, good show today. The Drive is up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.